And it's started.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. We have a quorum, all four members of the board. Jay, Robert, Zach, Trevor, and Michael are here. From WBA, we've got Megan, Blair, and Betsy. From Pinnacle, myself, Shannon, Jake, Jason, and Brendan. And then Barrett, the district engineer from the Connection Group. So we'll call the meeting to order at 11:05 a.m. I've got the agenda up on the screen here. We have these four items to discuss. The approval of the Arcadius reimbursement actually falls under item B. So I'd like to pull that one off of the agenda and move past it in the meeting. Are there any other changes or additions to the agenda as we have on the screen here? I entertain a motion to approve the agenda with the removal of item 4C.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Agenda approved. First action item, approval of the draft minutes from the July meeting. Those were included in your packet. Assuming you had time to review, are there any changes from the board to the minutes? If not, we'd take a motion to approve as presented.
I'll motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Item B, consider adoption of resolution regarding acceptance of district eligible costs. This is cost cert number two, as well as admin costs. Megan, did you want to run with this one?
I think it's actually Brendan and Barrett.
Oh, I'd
be
great.
In a better position to talk about their reports. I didn't have any comments on the resolution.
Yeah, I can talk about it. So a majority of the invoices we got were actually part of scopes we have already analyzed. So decisions that were made for almost all vendors were actually just consistent with the previous cert. The only unique one for this round was the Arcadius invoices, which we worked through with Zach to make sure we were only including public related items. And I think we ended up in a good spot. But does anybody have any questions on any of our decisions?
I don't know. I have a question on the decision. I just have a high level question relating to where we sit in the world today, which is the developers signed contracts. We've been in the process of assigning those contracts over to the PID, those relevant contracts. Most of those are executed. I think maybe not all, but maybe they're all done at this point. I don't know, Megan, if you can speak to that, there were some outstanding when we did our first reimbursement. We got many, but not all of the reimbursement because things were just from a timing perspective. Is it correct to say that this is kind of a, for the most part, a catch up reimbursement to make sure we're covering all the things? And most of those contracts have now been assigned to the PID, and there might be some small remaining stuff, but this is the line. Is that like a general assessment of where we are?
I would say that's going to be the case for off the top of my head, a little over half, if not most of these. I have something in my eye. I think anything that has a pretty large split of public and private will kind of always go through this process, Robert. But yeah, not many of those guys are really, there's not a lot of those right now. So yeah, what you're saying is mostly true.
Okay.
And I think from a contract perspective, Robert, Jake is still working on signatures on the assignments. So we hope to have all of those done soon. And then Eric and I are working on two addendums, but that'll be with the PID. And that's with the Kimley Horn contract and the Rios contract. And then going forward, we're just doing PID contracts. So that's the next item on your agenda. The Gensler contract will be just with the PID, no developer entity on that one.
Jake, do we have any of them fully executed, or are they all still pending execution?
So we have all of them except Rios. There was one of the document, I think it was the landscape one. I don't know if it got skipped over, if there was an error when I first sent it out, but that's the only one we're missing. That one, I think there's the, I don't think we sent the one out for Oakview Group, because I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if I got a final version to send out, but all the other ones are sent. The completed versions are in that OneDrive link that you can access, or I'm happy to send those okay. via email as well.
So an Oakview would be a direct yep. contract with the pit anyway, so not an assignment. That's so, great.
That's yeah, correct. So, yep. And we don't have a complete Oakview contract that I'm aware of, unless...
No, we met last week to go through that last incentive.
Okay.
That incentive bucket. Ryan Rothenberg is proposing some language. At a high level, it's incredibly difficult, if not impossible, for us to create a dollar amount. Percentages are okay, and they're already in the agreement. But the dollar amount itself is impossible to create until we do a full annual budget. So he's proposing some language they've done in other agreements that it's kind of an agree to agree later. But the percentage above a threshold, those are already in there. But the sort of the baseline and what the number is, there's going to be additional language for you guys to review. We should have had it by now, Robert. I think we met Friday, but I'll follow up on that, Megan and Blair, and make sure you guys take a look at it before, and then we'll be prepared to execute.
Okay, I got us off track though. So item at hand is the reimbursements, and I don't really have anything further as much as I wanted to understand globally where we sat.
Yeah, I think if there's no other questions. Megan, if you have something to add, otherwise, take action.
Is there nothing a motion to approve? Or Megan?
Yeah, please, motion to approve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll motion to approve the adoption of the resolution regarding the acceptance of district eligible costs.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I do actually want to ask one item before you move on. Kind of related to what Robert brought up, there was the Rios contracts. I know the intention was to make the move for all of the, was it the kiosks and the pavilions to be public?
They are.
Has that been done?
Yeah, all public.
Okay, great news. All right, thank you.
And I actually think we reserved some dollars, as I recall, in case they weren't, that we didn't reimburse some portion of that. Is that right?
Let me, it's a good question. I feel like you are correct when you say that. Let me continue and I'll interrupt with the news on that.
But they are all public, yeah.
Yeah, the pavilions, I did have a assumption that they were not public yet. So there would be, I would need to do a third search to just grab the other costs now that they are indeed all public. But next time you guys naturally do one, I'll include that in there.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Any other questions? Comments? All right. We have the Gensler item. Megan, did you want to take that one?
Thank you. So this is the standard form, AIA form of agreement between the owner and the architect. You'll see changes in red line. Eric and I have been working with Gensler on these changes. I haven't heard back from him about what they thought about our changes. So this is here for approval by the board, subject to final legal review. And if you'd like to designate one board member to review the final draft in addition to Eric, who's acting as your procurement agent, I think that would be fine, although you don't have to if you're comfortable with a procurement agent and legal counsel working through final revisions. Happy to answer questions.
So the issue is just that that our changes have not been approved on the Gensler side. Is that what the issue is?
I don't know if issue is the right were Jay, and I don't mean to be nitpicky, they didn't seem to have any problems with the changes, but my understanding from Eric is that more the scope of the contract was still being finalized. So there are some yellow highlights in there that don't have anything to do with legal changes that he's working on filling in. Does that match your understanding, or do you have a different understanding?
No, I frankly wasn't fully up to speed on what the items or issues were. So let's, since I'm kind of running lead on the event venue, let's do it. We're subject to my review with Eric, and I'll make sure I get us up to speed, so at least somebody on the PID board is up to speed. If the other board members are comfortable with that.
That works for me.
Yep.
Good with that. I take that as a motion from Jay, second by Robert. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. I'll include you on this latest draft back to Eric J. So you have it for your records, and we'll go from
Thank
there.
Thank you. Great.
Shannon, you're muted.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't want y'all to hear my sneeze there a minute ago. That's all we have for action items on the agenda. Are there any items that the board would like to discuss while we have everyone together and staff here on the line?
Maybe just so everybody knows where we're at in terms of process. If just since we're in the public, we can let people know. And we are, you know, we closed the bonds, and we've always had a pecking order in terms of priority of costs. So we're building the roads, and we're contracted with, or we've got a CMGC relationship with
Arno,
thank you. And then we're building the event center. We have gone out, there's an RFQ that's out, posted on the district website. So that RFQ is pending. I think it's next week as a response. From RFQ, from there, we look to, with the contract with Gensler, who is fully engaged, even though we don't have to sign an executed contract, they're fully working, working towards a schematic set of plans. Once we have a schematic set of plans, we'll do the RFP, just select a CMGC contractor and bring that on. And we need to get to the point where we know what the venue costs, so we can have roads and venue costs. And then we say, what's the delta? How much do we have left over for the parking deck? And are we sufficient? But we're kind of waiting on that third piece. I'm also working on an amendment, which we'll see in future board meetings, to the development services agreement with TPP as the construction and development manager on these components, to you know, essentially three agreements that for those three components, we'd have an agreement for each one. So for funding of the fee and those sorts of things. So we'll see that in a future meetings, but that's a high level. We're still working through the budget relating to those items, the promenade, getting conduit sand, and making sure we're revisiting what that budget is. Same thing with the promenade, and then we'll do the same in a future date relating to the parking deck. Mike?
Question for the board. So Robert put out this RFQ on the district's website, and I was receiving calls about where the, you know, where people could find this. My question to the board is, should we post a notice on the state's website to lead them to the district's website? Just so there's, like, you know, random people can find it easier.
I think there's pros and cons to that. I think it probably, I would suggest we probably choose that per, it's, both sites are public, so we're fulfilling the notion. If we do think something is more, there's a desire to have less Tom, Dick, and Harry, then we're still fulfilling, and by posting it to our website. If we just want as many people to bid as possible to get the best coverage, then I think we would just maybe just post it to the state's website or post it to both locations. But at least my thought is we make that determination for each listing, but I'm happy to be disagreed with.
I'm okay with that. I just think that I understand your concern about non-qualified contractors wanting to bid the project,
But that's the whole purpose of the RFQ, is to qualify people and then move to the second stage. Just having worked in state government for 25 years and doing that process, you just don't get that many because of the threshold of cost. They can't bond for it. So it's, I don't know. I don't see the risk being high. I'll just
put that out. I share your opinion, Mike. And the last thing we want is to have somebody say, oh, I would have been great for that, and I didn't even know about it. I didn't, you know.
But that's why I say, I mean, sorry, Jay, finish.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's cost or bonding or capabilities, you know, when it comes in, it'll be at the bottom of the stack regardless. But
yeah,
I think that makes sense for this one that we're going out to, because it is a high cost item. If it's not a high cost item,
yeah,
you know, and every time Dick and Harry can do it, I mean, that's why we might have some discretion. But I think your logic makes sense.
And we also have the ability, I believe I have to really go through with a fine tooth comb on our procurement policy now, but we have the ability to do a value-based selection and not just
best value. Yeah.
Right. And so we could establish scoring criteria, and we could, create a committee and go through the formal process. I'm just saying, I don't see huge risk, but just wanted to put that out.
Every one of these we've done have been based on best value. I mean, that's really
so far,
for the promenade, the H5A, which doesn't have anything to do with PID, but same thing. Was, we didn't necessarily have to pick lowest number. It was best value.
And that's because they're all CMGC type relationships, right? It's right. There's nothing for them to bid, really.
Right. Right.
But Mike, I think that probably makes sense.
Robert, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last thing that PID 1 will bid is probably the parking structure.
Right now. It could come up and do a second parking structure and other things in the future, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
And just to be clear, since Pinnacle will be posting these, we post on utah.gov, the public notice website, for all the meeting notices, budget notices, things like that. We're talking about that same website. Am I understanding correctly? Or when you say state website, Mike, are you thinking of something different?
I'm thinking of purchasing. When people drop RFPs, they usually go through state purchasing, and there's kind of like an understanding with the local community of where to find these RFPs. And if there was just a notice that pointed them to this website, right, that's kind of where I was going, because I don't necessarily want to have to coordinate everything with state purchasing, but just a notice would help.
Okay. We can look into that, and we'll figure out how to get something up, a redirect or a link on the state purchasing website, so we can direct to the PID's website. Any other discussion? Robert, that was a great update, good high-level update, and I think a good discussion about, further transparency. Is there anything else the board would like to cover? All right, I take a motion to adjourn at 11:23.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, good meeting. Thank you all. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Take care.
See you. Bye.